I stand before you today with my head held high. We've accomplished so much in 9 years. I'm not good at saying goodbye. A lot of hard work by a lot of people. I thank the entire staff, all 1,500 employees, worked hard along with me, side by side. I could not have done it by myself. It takes a team. It takes a village to educate kids. And it's not what I did, but it's what the team did. As President Thomason reported, we've accomplished tremendous things in this 9-year period. I think the district's future is extremely bright. I think the foundation is laid for even greater success in the future. And you know in your heart when your time has come, when your job is done. A superintendent never leaves with a job totally complete. There's always more work to do. But the key is knowing when to leave, is knowing when you've done your part, and you have to feel in your heart, in your soul, when it's time to pass that baton to the next leadership team. And I feel that that time has come. I'm getting a little emotional because I have nothing but great pride and satisfaction as I reflect back on where we were. This district is not where it was 9 years ago. It's a lot better. And I could say with faith and confidence that it's in a much better place than what it was when I came. I think the future, again, is very bright. There's some things left that we need to continue to work on, and if I would identify one area, I would say discipline is one area where I wish we'd be a little further along, but we still are better off than where we were 9 years ago, and I know that that will continue to improve. But this is a great community to live in. It's been a great community to work for. I've given it my heart and soul. I made a promise when I came here that I would see this district through the completion of the consent decree, and I've done that. I had other opportunities to move on a couple years ago, right when we were toward the end of completing the consent decree. Those last 2 or 3 years, I had several great opportunities to come my way. But I remember a promise that I made to a woman who's given a lot to this school district and this community, and her name is Nicole Storch. On her dying bed, she squeezed my hand and she said, "Arthur, I bet it on you. You promised me that you would finish it, finish the job." And I did it. And I'm proud of it. And I wish this community and this board nothing but success in the future. Thank you.